Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff? Only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk. Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Hey, welcome everybody to my favorite time of the week, Thursdays at 3, coming to you from Bethesda, Maryland, where I am really excited to have a couple of all-star guests on the show today from basically both coasts. We have a lady that you got to know well 2 weeks ago, Cynthia Steele Vance, who is a very good friend of mine, and I've dubbed her for like 15 years as the classiest lady in Washington, and I've been correct the whole time with that. And Cynthia, it's great to have you back on, and your good friend Rachel Arbuckle, who is coming to us from San Diego, at your suggestion, Cynthia, which I thought was a great suggestion, and we appreciate both of you being on the show today.
Happy to be here.
Oh,
thank
great.
You.
So,
hi, Cynthia, Rachel.
Hi, Cynthia.
I'm going to start off with you, Cynthia, since this was your idea, which I really appreciated. It was a great suggestion. Do you want to just tell everybody how you know Rachel and how you guys came in contact with each other?
Yes, I would love to. You know, this is a big thing with me about moving and how to get your life organized and how to move in sort of a thoughtful way and not just toss everything out the window. I met Rachel through a very dear friend of mine, Wendy Walker, who was a longtime 25-year executive producer for Larry King Live. And Wendy, through the years, had amassed a huge number of photos of all the major guests that had been on Larry's show, Paul McCartney, Robert De Niro, you name it, she had photos. And I said, my God, what did you ever do with all these photos? She said, well, I met this wonderful woman named Rachel Arbuckle, who runs a company called 2000 Paces. And if you want to get your photos in order, you need to contact her. So I did, and I had just moved into a condo in Georgetown, and in my I had about, what did I have, Rachel? I don't know, 17 bins or something?
Oh, yeah, it was, let's go with 17. That sounds like a good round number.
that sounds good. But I had bins of photos, and then what I also had, because I had a career in television, I had just a number, I had about 70 3/4-inch tapes. And then I also had all the tapes from my children, you know, the Memorex tapes and the CDs. And, you know, what do you do with all this stuff? So as Rachel would say, don't wait for someday to do it now. And so I contacted Rachel. She flew out to my house, and we spent two really great days together. And, Rachel, I'm going to let you take it from there and tell them what you did for me.
Sure, absolutely. I don't know that I need to say anything. Cynthia, talk about a rock star. That's an incredible introduction into what we did, and it was such an honor, and we've developed a friendship, which is just icing on the cake. You know, the whole idea, Alan, is that there are clients out there, you know, that have junk in their homes, but they've also got these treasures. And those could be photos that are in print or negatives or slides, or they have old home movies on VHS and film reels and audio cassettes, you know, that we can't watch anymore because who keeps the camera or the projector?
Right.
Or the memorabilia, right? Like Cynthia had a tremendous amount of of, you know, because she was in broadcasting and had some cool, really special letters. And what happens, you know, right now being in San Diego, of course, the LA fires are on the forefront of my mind and everybody's mind out here. And I imagine around the world. And so many of them could not get home in time to get their things because they were at work and this fire was just so fast. And they lost all those letters from parents and grandparents and family history and genealogy. And the reason that I started this company, you know, was because of the fear of losing my precious memories in a fire of which I was evacuated. So preserving these memories and reconnecting you with them and in a way that you can actually find, enjoy, and share them. So that's our goal, and that's what we worked on individually with Cynthia in her home and then back here in our office.
That's a great explanation, and we really need to pause and just talk a little bit about, because you're out there and you've had experience with this, tell us just the L.A. fires and what's happening out there.
Yeah.
Do you want to just give us your thoughts and updates on what's going on out there as someone who's out there?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess, are you an hour and a half south of L.A. or about? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're about an hour and a half south of the Palisades fire. Mm-hmm. We certainly are, and when the fires were really raging the first few days, I mean, we even felt the smoke down here, and so I can't even imagine what they were experiencing. It was in 2014 that a fire, you know, just tore through my community. And I grew up in San Diego. We've been evacuated many times. You guys have your snow days. We have our fire days when the air quality isn't good, right? But this one was unusual, and it wasn't as tremendous as the LA fire, but it was that fast. And I didn't have time to grab things. And I worked in corporate America. You know, I didn't have a plan to start a company. And as we were leaving the house with the fire raging 100 yards from our home, I just thought about my grandfather's World War II journals that he had and my parents' childhood photos and all that kind of stuff. And I was devastated looking up. And the winds shifted and we got really lucky. We had some smoke damage. That was it. Other people in our community did lose their memories. But the fear and anxiety that I experienced really solidified in my mind that I needed to find a solution to avoid that feeling. I couldn't find one that I thought, you know, our photos deserved, so I created a solution. So I know very well, to an extent, those that have had to flee. What I luckily have not experienced is the loss that so many people are experiencing. And because, you know, we're in Southern California and we're a very close community, I was actually at a networking meeting this morning for my chamber, and sure enough, we were chatting about the LA fires, and one of my colleagues said, I have two friends who lost their homes in the Palisades, and one of them could not even get, all she could grab were her two dogs, of course, her two children, and it was coming so fast that they had to leave one car. They got in one car, drove away, and they were one of the people who then had to get out of their car because the fire was coming and they couldn't get out and had to abandon their car. And they lost their home, and they lost everything in it. And I'm sorry, I get very emotional about it for so many reasons, because what they're experiencing, I can't even imagine. All they have is the clothes on their back. That's it. And a lot of that's replaceable, right? Most of it is. We can buy new furniture. We can buy new TVs. But the one thing they can't replace, and you hear it on TV when you watch these news segments, is the journals and the letters and the photos and the videos and those memories. And they're not replaceable, no matter how great your insurance is. So that's what we're experiencing, is everybody you talk to has a connection with somebody who's experienced loss, and they're still raging, you know, and there's still a lot for the community to rally around and help out. But, you know, as I'm talking from just a pure the perspective of preserving those memories and protecting them, it's one of the reasons that Cynthia decided to move forward with us and elected, I think, Cynthia to do this. One, because sometimes you have these big bins in your house that simply feel like they're just consuming all your space. But it's also, I want to make sure, you know, you wanted to make sure, Cynthia, that both of your kids and their future, you know, your future grandchildren and their future grandchildren can enjoy the memories. And you can't do that unless you have a system to protect them.
See, and that,
well, and that was the thing, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, Alan, that was the thing I had as I started unloading all these things. I discovered, you know, those early on little cassettes where you, where you taped your children, and I couldn't find any place that could transfer those. Remember, Rachel? And I don't know how you did it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they were called, the micro cassettes or something. You found a place that you had access to all these different places that could transfer all these different sized tapes. It was unbelievable. I don't know how you did that, but you did.
You're talking about the micro cassettes, and for those of you that are at least 30, 35, maybe 40, I don't know, I'm dating myself now. You know, there was a period of time, you know, listeners, that we didn't have phones that kept our voicemail, right? People would call and leave them on those little micro cassettes on our answering machines, and that's what you had. And you had the kids' voices on them. Yeah.
Yes.
And the kids' voices were on them. And I wish my parents had kept those so I could hear, what did I sound like when I was 9 or 10? You know, it's neat. It's powerful. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I think in the junk removal business, we clean out, you know, homes all over the country and stuff. And it's very common for people to say to us, okay, you know, so-and-so, you know, has moved to Florida. We need this house cleaned out. The family has come through and taken everything that they want. But if you find any family photos, will you please set those aside, right?
Yeah.
And we get that all the time. And I just think the bottom line, you know, there are a lot of differences in people's lives around the world and around the country. But one thing that tends to kind of boil it all down to for most people are family memories and people and your pets and the people that are closest to you is what tends to matter most when it all comes down to a crisis situation. And I think that's what you're both kind of saying. Am I reading you right?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. And again, it was if we go allow the pun, sparked by my own fear of losing those in the fire. And that's when I realized that I realized how important those memories were to me. And actually, before I started the company and before the fire, I was a scrapbooker, like many of us were, you know, trying to save our children's experiences. And ironically, my house flooded. And I say it's ironic because I'm in San Diego. We don't have floods, obviously. We don't have very much water. And my house flooded because a dishwasher was installed incorrectly. Had no idea that obviously that was even a possibility, and I had my scrapbooks out because I had been working on them. I went on a business trip, came home, and they were filled with water. And my son is of the age that we didn't. And my son is my oldest is of the age that it was before digital. Right, we'd go get them printed, and we'd get duplicates and hand them off. And there are years of memories that I will never get back because of that. And it was devastating for me. Now, at the time, of course, I didn't know this was an option. But if I could go back in time, I would have absolutely, I wish I had digitized and preserved those memories because I can't get them back.
So, Cynthia, let me ask you this. We talked about what you had before Rachel flew out and got involved in helping you with this. Explain to everybody what you have now as a result of what Rachel did for you.
Well, she uploaded everything, the video. Well, then she also went through all the photos, and then she scanned all the photos. And, again, we spent like 2 days trying to piece together what the dates were. So she helped me organize all of those photos, and then she scanned them all. So I now have them in a site called SmugMug, and they're all dated. So I can go to the 1980s and see photos with all of my bad hair. I can go to the 1990s where I still have
bad hair. Gorgeous. But don't let her fool you. She was stunning.
Yeah. I'm betting right now you haven't had a day in your life with bad hair, but that's just me. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, no, I had. I had the anchor hair. But anyway, so it is great. And then all the videos, too. So my daughter particularly loves to, I think I told you this, Rachel, she loves to go on there and look at the old videos. And if it was on, you know, a tape or a CD, would she do that? But it's right on the computer. So it's on a SmugMug site. The family can access it. It's all password protected.
And, you know, and the next thing we're going to work on, which I haven't told Rachel yet, is, you know, all the scrapbooks. I saw one of your newsletters, Rachel, about taking all the scrapbooks and digitizing those. Yeah.
Terrific.
How important that is. Yeah. So that's where it is, Alan. Yeah.
That's beautiful. And that gives you a very high peace of mind, I think, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And then to get rid of those 17 bins and to have all of that digitized and in one place where I can go on and find it and I know where it is, it's huge. It's huge. It makes you feel very good that you've done that, that you've preserved these memories and this history of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell people all the time, you get one shot at life, right? I mean, that's what I think. You get one shot. And so you want to live the most adventurous, fun, memory-filled life that you can. And it basically is one giant scrapbook of, hey, here's what I did in, you know, 70 or 80 or 90 years of my time, or 30 or 20 or whatever the time frame might be. Here's what I did. Here's what I learned. Here are the adventures I had. Here are the people that matter most to me. That's big, I would think, for just about everybody. You know, that's a common ground that we all kind of have. And I think this service that Rachel provides is fabulous. And it not only is photos, but it's also audio stuff as well. Is that correct?
Audio, video. And one thing, yeah. Go ahead, Rachel.
No, please, Cynthia. You're eloquent. Go for it.
Well, I was just going to say that another thing that, it was the photos and the audio and the video, but there's also the memorabilia piece, which I have yet to have you ship out to me, which we're going to do next. But can you explain to them how you took all of my memorabilia and contained it into large boxes and labeled it?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that was really important to me is I recognized when I started building this company that there are companies out there that you can ship your photos to and ship your videos to. And we do work with clients all over the world. I happen to fly out to Cindy, and I do fly out to client homes, but we actually have clients all over the country that ship items to us and things like that. But what really helps us stand out and makes us unique is that we don't just take these huge collections and then just start scanning everything. I always tell people that our goal for our clients is twofold. One is, because of the nature of why I started this business, preserving your photos, protecting them, and making sure that we future-proof them so that generations can enjoy them is always our number one goal. But my second goal is, let's organize them in a way that you can actually, you know, find what you're looking for, right? View them and share them. And even on our iPhones, we take so many photos that even to find a photo from last year can be daunting. So just to kind of piggyback on some things that Cynthia said is, we organize it, we get rid of duplicates, we get rid of photos that don't tell your story, you know, back when we had, where you can't see before the digital cameras came out and you took photos of a foot or whatever. So we get rid of all that, and then we name everything with something meaningful. So instead of a file called IMG_3482, we assign it the date, and we assign keywords and face recognition. So, for example, and then we put it on this online photo site, as Cynthia said. What's fun about that is she can hop on that site and type in her daughter's name, and type in her son, and I just don't want to say any names, but type in the kids' names.
That's okay.
And type birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Like, you could type her in, and yeah, I mean, she's so beautiful. Type her name in and type birthdays and find every birthday photo of her. You know, when we've got clients when a special milestone birthday's coming up, you know, mom's 80th birthday's coming up, let's put some photos together and create a photo book. That's so much easier when you have them organized. But more important than that is that's really what it is. It's peace of mind, but really people are investing in organizing and preserving. But what you're really investing in is peace of mind to know that they're safe. And, you know, I would mention that right now, of course, we're thinking about the fires here in L.A. and the floods in North Carolina, right? And that was very recent, too.
Right.
And these things aren't going anywhere. We know that. This is becoming, unfortunately, more commonplace. But we also have clients whose parents maybe have dementia or Alzheimer's. And it is amazing the stories we hear when they put these photos up on a screen or we make a photo book once it's all organized. Because, as you know, many of you know, or likely know, that when dementia, Alzheimer's kicks in, often they forget their more recent memories first, right? And they hold on to the older ones. And so what we've heard mm-hmm. from clients is they showed these photos to mom or dad, and there was a connection, there was a spark, and sometimes they'd be able to tell the story about it. So, you know, reconnecting us with those memories without those photos, without the ability to look through and see when things happen and why. And if I may, I would love to give everybody one bit of advice, whether you go through us or a company like us or do it on your own, get the stories while you can, because we just don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And so sitting down yeah. and being able to have those photos and say, Mom, tell me about this. What's going on here? What's, you know, why did you have that hairstyle? Or was that popular then? Or, you know, it's fun. It's really fun. And you just put your phone on record and just let them tell the story. Because that's the power behind the photos, right? It's remembering those stories.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's really well said. Let me invite you, Rachel, just before we go to our first break here in just a second, give everybody again the name of your company, the website, et cetera, just something that they can kind of start looking at as they listen to the program to get a little bit more information about what your company does.
Sure. So our company is called 2000 Paces Photo Organizing. So it's at 2000paces.com. So it's the number 2000 and then Paces, P-A-C-E-S. And actually 2000 Paces, people say, well, what is that? Well, in the Old Testament, 2,000 paces represented a day's journey. And what we're doing is capturing and protecting our clients' journeys. Yeah. So that's
brilliant.
Where that comes from.
I love that.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And so I would encourage people to go check out the website, and we have a button there to have a free phone consultation. And again, that's what's kind of fun, is we're not going to just take your stuff and do X, Y, and Z. We want to have a conversation. What's important to you? You know, Cynthia's goals would be different, Alan, than your goals, because our journeys are unique, so the process to organize your photos is going to be just as unique. So I look forward to people checking that out and hopping on some phone calls.
Awesome. That's wonderful. All right, we're going to take a break for about a minute, and then we'll be back. We're listening to Rachel Arbuckle and Cynthia Steele Vance, two of the classiest ladies, coast to coast in America. How's that? I think that's well-deserved. Yeah.
Love it.
And you're listening to the Junk Refund Show. We'll be back in about a minute. We're going to talk more about photo organizing and preserving your memories and, frankly, just having more peace of mind. See, we'll be back here in about a minute.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. I am here with Rachel Arbuckle, who is out in north part of San Diego County, out in the wildfire, I guess south of the wildfire area, but thrilled to have her on at the recommendation of my good friend Cynthia Steele Vance, who is, you know, Cynthia, I didn't ask you where you could be calling in from Vienna, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised. But most of the time in Washington, D.C., how's that? But
I'm in Washington getting ready for the inauguration.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. You're probably right in the middle of the whole thing, too. So anyway, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. These folks are really good. Rachel, as kind of a pro of preserving your memories, whether they are visual, audio, on 3/4-inch, you know, tapes, whatever you've done, for your life that you want to preserve. Rachel is a real pro at it. Cynthia is one of her clients. And I want to just talk about some of this as it kind of relates to the junk removal business a little bit. Rachel, this is really for both of you. What are some of the common mistakes people make when they try to preserve various memories?
A couple that just, you mean when they're trying to do it on their own?
Yeah.
I would say that a few things is starting out without a plan, and that really applies to so many things in our life, doesn't it?
Right,
you need a plan, and so oftentimes people will go, you know what, I'm just going to start looking through this one album, and I'm going to start taking photos out and getting them organized. And then they do a few, and then they find another box, and it turns out there's duplicates, and they think, oh, shucks, I shouldn't have started here, or I put too much time into this when the higher quality photos were elsewhere. So it's kind of creating a plan, getting everything in one place, evaluating what you have, and coming up with that plan. Also, we always recommend, in most circumstances, we recommend organizing your photos chronologically. Of course, that's how we live our lives, so it makes sense to view, you know, our stories chronologically. And oftentimes, people will be pulling photos out of albums or envelopes, and if they don't have a date, which they often don't, people will spend a lot of time, right, just marinating on when was this and reach out, and then 2 hours later you realize you've only gone through 300 of your thousands of photos.
Yes.
The other thing is, wouldn't you agree? And then the other thing that I think is really important is once they're organized and you get ready to digitize them, if you're doing that on your own, it's important to understand, am I scanning these at the highest resolution? And basically what that means is if you're going to scan a very small photo, you want to scan that at a very high resolution or use a camera scanning rig, which we do, because if you want to blow that photo up to be in a photo book or something, right, you need it of a certain size. And so we've had clients come in and say, I scanned all these on my own, and they've scanned them at 300 DPI, and the quality, it's pixelated, and they've got to start all over. So, you know, those are some things that I've noticed. But what were some of your struggles, Cynthia, before you started working with us?
Well, I think one thing, I've done the exact same thing, all those things you just described. I've done that. Oh, I'm going to take care of this, and you start. You spend a couple hours, and you're just completely overwhelmed. But another thing I wanted to mention, which you brought up earlier, I just wanted to elaborate on for a second. When we were together, of course, there was a time when we all did duplicates, right? And you don't want to get rid of it. Oh, what if I don't have it? Oh, I don't want to get rid of the duplicates. We got rid of the duplicates. But there was also the issue of, you know, what you kept pounding into my brain was you must tell the story. Does this picture tell your story? Particularly some of the older photos. You know, you're taking a picture of this and you're taking a picture of that. You know, you don't even know who anybody is anymore. Or it's those little pictures, and, you know, they're not very good quality. You can't even tell where you are. And we just tossed them. Remember, we had bags of stuff that was just irrelevant to everything. So that is a very important thing, to tell the story. What tells your story?
We're all just having so much fun. No, thank you, Cynthia. that's a big part of it, right? Because there are stories, and I think we're so connected to these memories that it's very difficult for people to get rid of them. I remember we had a client a couple years ago, and we converted all of her old home movies from VHS tapes and film reels and things like that. And we return all the original information, and it says it's been transferred, so she knows. And she called me up. She lives about an hour away, and she called me up a few months later and said, I looked through the videos that you transferred on my external drive and on my online site, and I realized that these look great, and I'm ready to get rid of these old VHS tapes. And she said, but I can't do it. Can I bring them down to you to dispose of? Because she just couldn't get rid of them. You know, and so there are times, and so I think it's important, as much as we focus on preservation, as Cynthia said, but why preserve photos that don't tell a story that's meaningful for you and your future? So if you don't know the people, it's okay to get rid of it, or if it's a poor quality. Now, here's the exception. Here's a little expert tip, and I'll use an example. We had a client whose mother had a sister back in the 1930s who only lived to age 14. And of course, back in the 1930s, most people couldn't afford to take very many photos. And so there were, I think, maybe two or three photos of her, and they were really poor quality. I mean, they were just kind of blurry. They were taken a long time ago. But we didn't get rid of those because they were some of the few, even if they were poor quality. Now, what's nice is we do digital restoration as well, so we can bring some of those photos back to life. So for anybody that's going to do it, if you're doing it on your own and you do find a treasure that's poor quality, hold on to it, because with technology now, it's amazing what can happen to bring that back to life.
That's really well said. And, yeah. And Cynthia, I appreciate you making your comment about the story, because a couple of weeks ago on this show, I asked you a question about fundraising, and you've had a lot of experience with that. And I just said, you know, what are some of the most important things people should keep in mind? And you hit that same idea that you want to tell the story behind the fundraising campaign that you're doing and make sure you tell that story, right? Am I saying it right?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And that's what I've learned from Rachel, too, is, you know, with the photos and, you know, tell your story, what's important, and let the stuff that doesn't matter, you just have to weed through it and get rid of it. It's funny when Rachel mentions that about the videotapes. I didn't want to get rid of them, but I let her get rid of mine, too.
Yes, I know. And
it's just hard to let go, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It is.
Yes. Go ahead, Rachel.
No, I was just saying, and it's hard for me too, even though I'm disposing of. I mean, I'm confident that what we've provided is a remarkable way to preserve your memories, and I feel like we're providing. But it is difficult even to get rid of somebody else's, you know, memories. But knowing that they're preserved and that there's a copy, that really does, you know, as we keep saying, provide peace of mind.
Did you end up doing some? Go ahead, Cynthia.
No, go ahead, and then I'll ask. I have a question for you. Go ahead.
Okay. Did I understand it correctly at the beginning of the show? You were talking about Wendy Walker, your good friend, Cynthia. And, Rachel, did you end up doing some work for her and for Larry King?
Yeah, so I, Wendy is one of our clients we're still working with. In fact, we're working on a photo book for her right now. I adore Wendy, and I'm thrilled that she and Cynthia, they have such a special friendship. But we organized all of her photos, also all of her office documents. Also, you know, she also had things from working at CNN and in broadcasting with Cynthia, and then working with Larry King, and had just as remarkable photos of various presidents, various celebrities, and these tremendous experiences. But she had so much stuff, and had quite honestly done a very good job of trying to organize them, you know, putting them in groups by date, kept negatives, different things. But the risk is there, and she couldn't view them. And so being able to work with her on that, getting that organized, and the memorabilia, and you had asked me this earlier, and I think I got off track, I apologize, but for both Cynthia and Wendy, you know, all that memorabilia is now organized, and it might be, you know, this is my child one's artwork. This is parents' family history information that we can put on Ancestry.com, you know, ship manifest, things like that. So it was mm-hmm. such a treat. And what we love is that it's easy if a friend's birthday's coming up or something special's coming up. Wendy knows that she can go, she either calls us to help her out or she can go right to her photos to post. You know, with the recent passing, of course, of President Carter, former President Carter, you know,
right.
it's so easy to get on and grab those photos and post them online without having to search through bins to find them. And it's just, I think it's had a real big impact on how she can share, view, and enjoy those photos.
Mm-hmm. What do you think,
Absolutely.
Rachel, it's just the best odds off the top of your head, if we take out of 100 people out there, how many of those do you think have done what Cynthia's done in coming to you or anybody else to try to preserve digitally mm-hmm. these memories? What's your best guess of how many out of 100 people have actually gone through this process?
Probably half of one person. Half of a person, statistically. I mean, can I say that? It's probably very, very low.
So
Cynthia's
one in...
Help.
Yeah. Yeah, Cynthia's one in 200 that have done it, approximately, right? So,
probably.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, no, that's great. And the reality is, I think there's a couple things. If you ask those same one or 200 people, how important are those photo memories to you? Or sometimes clients will say, I don't know if I should keep this bin. And I think, Cynthia, you and I went through this when I was at your house. And you'd say, I don't know if I should keep this pile of photos. And I know it sounds kind of morbid, but my response is a question. If you were to lose these in, you know, fire, flood, whatever, how do you feel right now? And sometimes people will say, you know what, I'm okay with it. It's okay. I'm not that connected with these. Oftentimes people will say, I would be absolutely devastated. And that's your answer. And I think the disconnect is a couple of things. One is we're still in a pretty new industry. I actually am on the advisory board for an international association called the Photo Managers. And one of my goals as a member of that advisory board is to try and educate people that we are out there providing this service. And so I think there's people that really want to get this done, but they weren't aware that they could ask for professional help. So it's really fun to share what we're doing, because inevitably, oftentimes when I share what I do, people go, I didn't even know that was a thing, right? I mean, Cynthia, I think you were surprised when Wendy told you that she was working with us.
Absolutely. Like you said, I didn't know it was a thing. I always thought, wouldn't it be great if somebody could help me do this? I could hire somebody, because I certainly can't seem to be doing it on my own. And then there you were. But again, I didn't even know it was a thing. And Alan, I think when I first talked to you, you were kind of surprised too. You kept saying, now, what is it she does? And I said, trust me, you're going to love hearing the story.
Yes, yes. No, it's a great story. I think it's a wonderful story, and it's something that most people have not done. You know, I walk into homes all the time to haul away some junk, and I look on the fireplace mantle, and there are 30 framed photos of family in various sizes jammed on that mantle, and it's to the point where your eyes are really confused, like, which one do they want me to look at? Because you can't see any of them clearly, right? Either of you, with your experience in real estate, Cynthia, and Rachel, with your experience with your business, either of you have any thoughts for people on how they can kind of declutter some of these photos so that the photo actually gets seen, as opposed to just being one of 30 on a mantle that is halfway covered up?
Well, I'm going to let Rachel answer that, because I was one of those people. And I tell them what you did with mine, Rachel.
Yeah, you know, that happens all the time. And you'll notice when you walk into somebody's home that has those photos, there's a very good chance those photos are probably decades old.
Yes.
Because what happens, right, is we put our child's third grade photo in there, and now they're graduating from high school, and we still have that third grade photo in there, because the reality is life is busy. We're busy making memories, not worrying about organizing and preserving them. And so it's kind of funny when that happens. And I think, I obviously I'm a little biased, but I would argue that it comes down to knowing what you have by putting consolidating everything, getting it organized, getting rid of the superfluous stuff that again doesn't tell your story. And then that way you can decide, okay, now I've got the entire collection and I can pick the best ones. And you know what? Now it's the next year, and it's really easy for me to access this photo. You can print it right from your computer, or you can order a print through the online site that we, for example, made for Cynthia. And you can put that photo right in there. Or digital photo frames. I am a big advocate of digital photo frames. Two in particular I would recommend are Nix Play and Aura frames. And what I love about that is you can take the photos right from your phone, and you can just, you know, through the magical cloud, put them right on that digital frame. The problem is, if most of your photos are in print and slides and negatives, or so chaotic on your phone and memory cards and thumb drives, it just feels daunting to do that. So once you have that foundation and that organization, then you can pick and choose what you want to show, when you want to show it, and how you want to show it. So that would be my recommendation.
Give us those two names again real quick.
Sure. One is called Nix Play. It's NIXPLAY. And I've got one of those at home as well. And then the Aura frames. And I might mess up the spelling because I recently got the Aura ring. They're very similar. So, yeah, I get them a little confused, but the Aura frames also
work. Give it your best
shot.
That's okay.
Option. Okay.
All right.
Probably A-U-R-A would be my
that's
best.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I wrote down. Okay.
Perfect.
All right, very good. All right, we're going to give you a break for just another minute here. We'll be back with the Junk Refund Show. This is really fun talking with a couple of pros about how you keep your life memories together in a very smart way so that you never lose them. And we'll be back here in about a minute. I'm Alan Cook, your host, coming to you from Bethesda, Maryland. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies? Then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. You're listening to us from Bethesda, Maryland, Washington, D.C., possibly Vienna, Austria, and San Diego, California, with a couple of great ladies. That's okay. We'll just let you edit the breaks in later. That's totally fine. Okay. With Cynthia Steele Vance, who was my guest on this show 2 weeks ago, one of the prominent ladies and realtors and just a very classy lady here in Washington, D.C., and at her recommendation, Rachel Arbuckle, who is out in the northern part of San Diego County and has a business of basically collecting your memories, both audio and visual, and making them permanent, so that you get it all together in a very organized, upbeat way, which I think is tremendous. For those of you listening that might want to call in and ask a question, that number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. So, Rachel, I want to kind of pick your brain more just based on your experience of more examples of people that you've helped and some of the things that you've done for them. And while you're thinking about that, I'll answer your question about what we do. We're headquartered in the Washington, D.C. area. We have about half a dozen people here locally, three different trucks that run around and do things for people. But I guess because part of our business model is to not throw away the good stuff, but actually if we think somebody might buy it, we put it up for sale. And if it sells, then you get some money back, which is why we brag about, you know, Cynthia's story on our breaks on this show, because she has such a great story of getting a chunk of money back based on some speakers that we sold for her. But the stories just are always coming in, and I get asked because of that refund feature. I think the light goes on with people, and they go, "Hey, I got to clean out my dad's old place or whatever," and there are some gems in there, and I don't want them to just go to a landfill. And so we get these calls from around the country. I booked a job yesterday for Lawrence, Kansas, for a lady needs some help out there. And I fly really cheap around the country, and I stay in hotels pretty much for free just because of other stuff that I do. And so it allows us to compete with local people, local junk removal guys or whatever, around the country without having to travel or charge people the travel expense or the other expenses, you know, to get there. And then we have about, I don't know, 62, 63 different affiliates around the country that do small jobs for us because the calls keep coming in. And if someone says, "Hey, can you come grab my refrigerator? I'm in southern Chicago," we go, "Yes, we can, but we'll have one of our affiliates contact you and they'll take care of it." And then they just pay us a percentage of the job. So that's kind of what we do so far. And the fun part of this is just the stories that are generated. I'll tell you one real quick. About 3 weeks ago, I went up to Rhode Island. I hadn't been in Rhode Island for a while. I thought, well, this is a paid opportunity to go up to Rhode Island. I literally just drove up there with a pickup truck, and we helped clean out the house for two sisters whose mother had passed away 2 years ago, and the wonderful father who was married to this lady for 54 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
They finally determined he's got to get some assisted living, you know, et cetera. And so they did. They put him in an assisted living place. And this lady was a seamstress. Her name's Barbara. She was a real good seamstress and a quilter. And so she had a $4,500 quilting machine there in her study, and she had an older, really nice sewing machine, and she had a third, even older sewing machine. So we literally put the machines in the truck, and I came back to Maryland with those. We sold the first one for $1,000. They're selling on eBay right now.
Wow.
For about $1,300. So we sold it to a lady in Reston, Virginia, who is thrilled to get this awesome $4,500, you know, sewing machine, quilting machine for herself. And then we sold the other one to another lady who came by and picked it up at her storage unit, and she was thrilled. We sold it for $400. And the funnest thing of what I do is like what I did with Cynthia one day when I went to her house and gave her a chunk of money for what we sold for her. It's to contact people and say, hey, that sewing machine, we just sold it for $1,000. You get $350 back. Right? Junk removal companies don't do that in the country.
No.
But we do, and we've done it for 2 decades almost. And so the word kind of gets out that these guys really look after your stuff, and you might make some extra money that nobody else is going to do for you. We also do donations. We do we junk the junk, and we recycle stuff like metal and wire. And we have literally gone from Maine to Tampa, from Seattle to L.A., and from Chicago to San Antonio. So
remarkable. Wow.
So there's hence one of the reasons I do a show is there's always a story to tell. But anyway, that's a little bit about what we do. Now back to you, Rachel, and some of the experiences and examples of people that you've helped and the results that they got. Do you just want to mention a couple of them to us?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, there's a story behind a special story behind everybody. I would just like to respond. I appreciate you outlining all that because I wish you were around a couple years ago when my husband and I hired somebody to help us clean some stuff out of the house. Because, again, our focus is not on residential organizing. It's purely on photos, videos, audio, and memorabilia. And we had cleared a lot out and decided to purge things that, you know, we weren't using. And, when we were done, we were exhausted and there's this huge pile. And she said, listen, I know somebody that can just come pick everything up and get rid of it. And I said, but I really think that there's some things in there that we could sell and make some money. And my husband looked at me and said, honey, do you really have the time for that? And, you know, as a business owner, most of us don't have time anyway. And I said, you know, you're absolutely right. Let's just get rid of it. And I just, it almost irritates me to think that there is an option because that is such a big difference. Also, I don't know if that was just going to, you know, a big landfill. I love to hear that you're recycling things and, you know, utilizing things in the best way that you can. And I know a number of our clients, again, who are all over the country, would benefit from that. And oftentimes clients come to us because, unfortunately, there was a loss. You know, they've lost a family member.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so they're downsizing the home, like Cynthia just did for her mom. And there's a lot, and that's overwhelming in and of itself, right? Because it's the sheer volume, but I'm sure, Cynthia, for you and your sister, there's emotions involved and there's healing.
Oh,
and
yes.
Heartbreak. And,
yeah.
Right? And so to have Alan and his team be able to come in and take care of that for you, and it's so fun to get the extra money that you weren't expecting, and I think that's wonderful, and that's a big part of it, but it's also just knowing that it's taken care of in the right way. So anyway, I just wanted to respond that I think that's really cool, and we'll definitely share that with all of our clients and stuff as well. Anyway, so some of the stories, goodness. Recently, and I think this one is actually posted on our website, we had a gentleman that came in, and he went to an art store that we're partnered with. They frame high-end art. And he had this oil painting of his life, and they've been married for decades. And he had this beautiful oil painting that was done when his wife was very young. And it was deteriorating from the sun and just from moving. And it looked almost like something out of a haunted house, if you will. But he wasn't aware that it looked so bad because he was losing his sight. And he knew he was losing his sight. And his wife finally said, honey, you need to go get something done with this. Because I can't look at that. And he didn't realize it. And so he brought it to the art store, and they couldn't do anything. So he came to us. And we were able to restore that photo back to the beauty and vibrance of his wife. And now, while he's losing his sight, he can look at this very large photo, that is now, we got printed and reframed, and he can remember. And so as he loses his sight, unfortunately, he gets to hold on to that memory. And he was so grateful, and I get a little choked up thinking about it. Yeah, it was just, he was so grateful, and it's just this one little thing that had such a tremendous impact. So that's one example. We've also got, we've got clients who lose family members, and unfortunately, because we just don't think about it, we always think, as Cynthia said in the beginning, that I'll get to it someday. There's always time. And so oftentimes, they'll find photos that, or we'll find photos that they didn't even know existed. And they would say, oh my goodness, I didn't even know my mom dressed that way, or I didn't even know my dad played baseball when he was younger, or whatever it is. And so it's finding those treasures and giving them a moment. It's very rare that we don't have somebody in our office when we provide that final delivery that they don't have tears. I mean, we provide tissues right away. And it's tears of joy. It's tears of remembrance. And just reconnecting them with that is just so special. We had another client, really, really wonderful client, as they all are, but he had 11,000 slides, which is unusual, and he was not a photographer. Photographers often have slides. He was a dad with a lot of kids, and over the years had taken a lot of photos, and when we first started working with him, the reason that he reached out to us is because his wife had terminal cancer, and they knew they didn't have a lot of time, and they wanted to get that done for her. And while we were working on the project, she passed even sooner than they had anticipated. And called us. Yeah, it was horrible because he wanted her to be able to see those photos. And we got everybody on board. We have a whole team of people here. I wish I could take credit doing it myself, but I have a whole wonderful team that supports me, and we all work together, and everybody stopped their other projects. And we got on this one, got everything organized. We did facial recognition for mom, and were able to put together a photo slideshow for the end-of-life ceremony. And we were able to put together this beautiful collage poster of her with photos of her from her childhood and just something very elegant and beautiful that we got framed. And now he hangs that in his bedroom and just is able to look at it and enjoy it. Had we not been working on those photos, that would have been nearly impossible to get ready in time. So anyway, there's just a few probably hundreds. Yeah.
Beautiful. Do you also, what, Rachel, somebody has a wedding coming up or a reception, and they need the slideshow done that they're going to show to people as they come in the foyer or the church or whatever? Is that something you do as well?
Yeah, we do. And in fact, Wendy's daughter, Amaya, was married, what was that, a couple years ago now, Cindy?
About 2 years ago.
Yeah, she got married on top of the Natural History Museum here in San Diego. It was absolutely beautiful, and I was honored to actually be invited as well. But for hers and for others as well, we put all that together. And so one of the things we did was put together a photo guest book. And what I love about these is it shows photos of the two of them dating, their dating photos and professional engagement photos and proposal photos if they were able to catch it. And the book is called Before I Do. And what we do is we put those beautiful photos in this gorgeous lay flat book, and we left some white space, and we got some special pens. And so when guests arrived, rather than signing this little notebook that inevitably gets put in a box and nobody looks at it again because it's just signatures, now they've got this beautiful coffee table book. They can look back at these memories of their lives before they got married and read the wonderful comments. that people wrote.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we do that a lot.
Oh, my gosh. What an idea. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that fun?
It's really so fun.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the photo slideshows showing, you know, the two of them from children up through when they got together and everybody laughed and has a good time. So we absolutely.
That's wonderful.
And those are the ones that of course, you know, the memorials, they're important and they're special, but it's a lot of fun. The celebrations, the weddings, the 80th birthdays, that kind of thing.
That's fabulous stuff.
So may I just interject quickly? So, Alan, I did good, right? Isn't she fabulous?
She is fabulous. Yes.
You may want to hire me as your booker.
Cynthia has so many talents.
I know. I stand in awe. I've been that way for 15 years, and it's just a great show to watch, I tell you. It's really wonderful. Well, let's do this. We'll wrap this up with two things. Kind of like one question for each of you. Rachel, we'll start with you. Is there anything that you want to mention on the show that we haven't talked about so far?
Oh, goodness. That would be a whole other show. Not to say that you didn't cover all the things, but there's so much involved. You did a great job of asking the right questions, and I think we hit a lot of the highlights. I think what I want to mention is just kind of a reiteration that what I tell people and what I want your listeners to hear is we would be honored to help. And again, we work with clients all over the country, and actually we've got some international clients as well. And so we're perfectly prepared to help with the digital collection, the video collection, the print collection, and all the fun stuff that goes from it. And we'd be thrilled to do that. And again, we do offer that free phone consultation just to chat about what your goals are and how we can help make those a reality. But with that said, for those of you that want to take it on yourself, again, put everything together, create a plan, and try and stick with the plan, and don't let yourself get hung up on a few photos. Focus on what's the goal. We want to preserve it, you know? And then if you find you get stuck, then you reach out to somebody like me, and there are others in the country that are providing these services as well, and get some professional help.
Very good.
Just get it done. That's it.
Tell everybody again real quick how to get a hold of you, Rachel.
Yep, so you can go to our website at 2000paces.com. Again, 2000, P as in Paul, A-C-E-S, .com. And, of course, we're on Instagram and Facebook and all those things if you want to check us out there. And they can call us, 760-290-3957. And actually, you can text us at that number, too.
Repeat that
number
again,
which makes it a lot easier for the busy. Yeah, 760.
Yeah, say it again.
Sure, 760-290-3957.
Very cool.
And you can call or text. Yeah.
It's been a delight to have you on as a guest. And again, it comes back to Cynthia's recommendation, which, once again, she hits a home run. And so it's just really fun to see what she's doing. So, Cynthia, I just want to give you the same kind of question. Is there anything else that you want to mention on the show today? And I am dying to ask you, if you're involved in some way with the inauguration, I would bet my life you probably are in some way or another. I don't know. But it is coming up on Monday, and it's a big deal out here. If you have any thoughts on that, feel free to share those with us as well. Go ahead, Cynthia. I'll give you the last word.
Okay, well, I'll just wrap it up with the inauguration. Yes, my boyfriend is a member of Congress, so I will be going. And it will be extraordinarily cold. And I have ordered my long underwear, my hand warmers, and my feet warmers. And I'm going to be absolutely freezing to death, Alan. But I'll be taking a lot of pictures that I can have Rachel put in a book for me.
Perfect. Yes.
It's going to be a very cold and exciting day. But I want to wrap up real quickly with just saying, you know, when you get overwhelmed by these things in life, like Rachel said, there are people out there that can help you. Like Alan with your junk refund, Rachel with 2,000 Paces, and at different periods of life where you get very overwhelmed by photos and moving, and to have two really wonderfully kind people like you to come into your life is just saves the day. And obviously, I've been talking to you for 15 years, Alan, and Rachel and I have become good friends, so you also form very good relationships with people that get you through these sort of crisis periods, these difficult things in life.
Terrific.
So thank you for all your help with me.
You're very kind and you're very welcome. Thanks for taking the initiative to suggest having Rachel on the show. This has been a delight. great talking to both of you, and thank you for taking the time to be on the show, and we'll send you the audio podcast within about 48 hours, and you can play with that and do whatever you want to with that once we send it out to you. Thanks again to bbsradio.com, to Don Newsom, his brother Doug. They always do a fabulous job for us. They bend over backwards for us. Shout out to 102.7 FM in New York City that carries our show up to five times a day on Saturdays now up in New York. And we are delighted to have you folks listening in as well. God bless the wonderful people in Los Angeles, San Diego, anywhere in that area that's been affected by these fires. And our, as everybody says, our thoughts and prayers are with you, and they are, but our hearts are with you as well. And we know that you can pull through it, and we're here cheering you on, you know, every moment of the day. So God bless you, you folks, and keep moving forward. Keep doing the great work you're doing, and thanks to both of you for making this such a fun show to do. We will talk to you later next week, folks, Thursdays at 3 on the Junk Refund Show. And my thanks again to Rachel Arbuckle and to Cynthia Steele Vance for teaming up to join us to help us learn how to preserve the stuff in your life that matters most. And these two are real pros at doing it. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next week on the Junk Refund Show.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.